Hare Krishna. So Sanjay is helping out Dhritarashtra to come out of illusion. Because Dhritarashtra is thinking that anyways Arjuna's condition is so bad. Surely he'll give up fighting. But Sanjaya, he's helping Dhritarashtra by speaking some kind words so that Dhritarashtra's false hope is removed immediately. Let's see the next verse. That is verse number 10, where Sanjaya is speaking and describing the state of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Verse number 10. It goes like this.
Tam uvachar Shikeshah prahasan iva bharata senayor ubhayor madhye vishidantam idam vachah.
Now here it is said, O Bharata. So Sanjaya is addressing Dhritarashtra. O Bharata, descendant of Bharat Maharaj, Rishikeshah, so Lord Rishikesha, that is Lord Krishna, idam vachau vacha, he spoke these words. So basically Sanjay is describing that Rishikesha spoke these words to whom? Tam vishidantam, to that personality who was lamenting. Who was that? Arjuna. So, Vishidantam, this word came somewhere before. Just pause the video and find out which verse this was. This is in the second chapter. Try to find that. Vishidantam, this word was already there in one of the verses. If I can find out, I'm waiting for that. So, the answer is in verse number 2.1. In verse number 2.1, that is the first verse of second chapter. So the description is given very beautifully.
Tam tatha kripaya vishtam nashrapurna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudanah.
So Sanjay is only describing this. He's saying, after seeing Arjuna full of tears, ashrapurna kulekshanam vishidantam, he was very much lamenting. He was in dipped completely, absorbed in lamentation. Uvacha Madhusudanaha. Then Madhusudana started speaking. And then we took that verse, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, where Krishna started chastising Arjuna left and right. So we are talking about that verse. So Vishidantam came there. So this is how we study Bhagavad Gita, where we try to link the words, we try to link the verses, we try to link the context. And then it becomes very, very interesting. Okay, let's continue. So Tam Vishidantam, he spoke to Arjuna who was lamenting. Where did he speak? Senayor ubhayor madhye, between the two armies. Again, Senayor ubhayor madhye. Hope we remember where we saw this. Arjuna was ordering in the first chapter to Krishna. He was saying, Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayama achyuta. Hey Achyuta, take my chariot between the two armies. So, there also this line came, Senayor ubhayor madhye. Here one nice word is there, prahasan iva. Smiling. Now, just imagine Arjuna is in lamentation. He's in complete grief. And here Rishikeshaha, Krishna, is smiling. Let's try to understand now. One nice thing about Krishna, our sweet Lord Krishna, is that he's ready to take any position. Any position, whatever his devotee desires for. Now, suppose the devotee desires to have Krishna as his friend, Krishna is okay, he becomes a friend. If suppose the devotee desires to have Krishna as his son, Krishna is okay, he becomes the son of that devotee. If a devotee desires Krishna to be his lover, he is ready to become his lover also. So in this way, Krishna is ready to take any position, he is ready to get into any relationship with his devotee. And here we see, in this entire scene, in the last few verses, we saw it very clearly. Krishna took the role of a friend of Arjuna because Arjuna desired Krishna should become his friend. So Krishna was his friend. Now Arjuna desired that Krishna should become his guru. And here Rishikesha, Krishna, he is ready to become the guru of Arjuna. This is a very, very sweet aspect of our Lord, Lord Krishna. Now let's try to understand Prahasaniva. Why is Krishna smiling? So now, the scene is that Arjuna and Krishna they were friends. So Krishna could have laughed and he would have said, you have such lack of judgment, you don't understand even this much. He could have laughed very loudly. But then, now Krishna is considering that Arjuna has surrendered to Krishna. He has accepted Krishna as his guru. So laughing is not correct on the part of guru. So he's suppressing his laughter and then he's just smiling. He's smiling, thinking, look at the scene. A friend has become a disciple now. Thinking that Krishna has smiled. Prahasan Eva. Now, next thing that we need to understand here is the word Rishikeshaha. Now, this word has come many times now, Rishikeshaha. But in verse number 24 of first chapter, this word was very, very important. So, what happened there? So, there the description says, Eva Muktvo Rishikesham Gudakeshena Bharata Sena Yoru Bhayor Madhye Sthapaitva Rathottamam. So, he starts with Evam Ukto Rishikesho. So after ordering Rishikesha like this, what did Rishikesha do? Senayor Ubhayor Madhya Stapaitva Rathottamam. So Rishikesha took the chariot between the two armies. And who spoke all this? Gudakesha spoke. Arjuna spoke. So there, Arjuna ordered Krishna. If you remember that particular verse, we discussed in a great detail that how Krishna accepts the order of his devotees with pleasure. So there, out of love, Rishikesha, he accepted the order of Arjuna for the benefit of Arjuna. Now again, same Rishikesha, same Krishna, he is going to control the mind of Arjuna out of love for the benefit of Arjuna. Look at the positions that Krishna is taking just for the benefit of his devotee. Now the next thing that is given here is Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, between the two armies. Now this entire talk that is going to happen, very, very serious talk, not between two friends. Serious talk cannot happen between two friends. The serious talk is happening between guru and disciple, Krishna and Arjuna. So that serious talk is happening amidst the entire army. A very important point that Prabhupada is making here. There's a takeaway. It says, it appears that the talk between the master and disciple was openly exchanged in the presence of both armies so that all were benefited. So the talks of Bhagavad Gita are not for any particular person, society or community, but they are for all. See, if Bhagavad Gita was meant for a particular sect of people in the society or for a particular person, Krishna would have taken Arjuna in seclusion and he would have spoken in ears of Arjuna the entire Bhagavad Gita. But now the entire talk of Bhagavad Gita is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra amidst the entire armies. An army is not just one or two people there. It's like army of Pandavas and army of Kauravas. There are lakhs and lakhs of people there. And Krishna is speaking openly to Arjuna. Here, it indicates that Bhagavad Gita is not for some particular person or particular sect of society. It is for everyone. Sometimes people mistake saying Bhagavad Gita is a Hindu literature. No. Bhagavad Gita is a literature for entire humanity, irrespective of caste and creed. So when it comes to the message of Bhagavad Gita, everyone should read, everyone should understand, and everyone should implement. Because this is not just a book, this is not a novel. This is the life manual for humanity. So when we implement that, we will see miracles. We'll surely see miracles in our day-to-day life. And now Krishna is going to speak from next verse onwards. And he takes over. Now Krishna will keep speaking. And each and every instruction that Krishna is going to give from the next verse onwards are very, very important for all of us to live a very blissful life and to live a very enlightened life and enriched life on day-to-day basis. So let's see this from next verse onwards. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.